Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
You want to tell your neighbor, stay connected to God. Hey, have you lost your voice? I said, tell your neighbor, stay connected to God. Help you forever. Sorry, I didn't see you standing here. Hallelujah. You want to bow down your head and pray this morning? And you want to thank God for a Sunday that you can be in church? Thank you, airport stars. God bless you. Or flowers, rather. Wow. It's not easy with the teacher's crowd. Sure. Wow, it's a powerful effort. This morning, you just want to turn your mind to the Lord and thank Him for an opportunity to be in His house. We are just 1 weekend away from Easter, and you just want to say, Lord, thank you for the blood. Thank you for your care. Thank you for your love. Father, I thank you for your goodness. I pray that even as we share your word this morning, Lord, let your presence be with us. Pray, Lord, that you will speak to us powerfully. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Wow. It's good to see you in church. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a good place to clap. Oh. Powerful. I noticed that your diplomacy has come power today. Ask your neighbor that, hey, is that you who's being like a diplomat like that? Hallelujah. A quick announcement before I preach. You know, I keep saying that I always forget the announcements if I wait till the end. But this coming week is our Art of Evangelism conference. Amen. Oh, yes. And I want you to make up your mind to get as many sessions as you can. We are taking off tomorrow night, and for our first night, we have coming all the way from Accra, Dr. Kojo Boateng Bempa. He's going to be here with us. Amen. And I mean, it's an opportunity. Tell your neighbor it's an opportunity. And tell the neighbor on the other side, don't let your demons work. Yeah. One of the things that the enemy does is that when what is yours is coming, he gives you a reason to be somewhere else. And the reason is always a good reason. He knows that if he brings a foolish reason, it won't work. So it always looks like a legitimate reason. Are you with me? And so that's why I want you to make up your mind that, Charlie, I will be here. I will be here. Are you there? Yes. I'm believing God that he will come and have a full program with us sometime later this year. So we better do our best. Amen. We will also have Bishop Edwin Ogo here. Amen. And Bishop Frederick Naughty. And it promises to be, oh yes, it's a good place to put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. We have morning sessions and evening sessions. It's not because we are crazy, even though it's not a bad idea to be a little crazy, but the real reason is to maximize what we can get. Amen. So from Tuesday, we have morning and evening sessions, and I want you to, as much as possible, just make time to be here as soon as you have a few hours. Many times, you just need some contact with God to change things. Amen. If you've been a Christian for a while, you'll see that a lot of significant things happened at a certain point, a certain encounter. Hallelujah. So let us do our best and be here. And this is our conference. Are you there? Not somebody else's. Tell your neighbor it's our conference. It's our conference. So make sure that you're going to be here. Hallelujah. Well, we've been talking about the blood of Jesus. Last week, we just took a short departure from that because we had had the Leaders and Loyalty Conference and Bishop Coach Kwekwan Ponsa was here. But we're going back to what we were discussing, blood power. Hallelujah. And I think that is a very, very, very significant topic because when you understand the power of the blood of Jesus, a lot of things are no longer a problem to you. Are you there? In fact, that is true of understanding in general. When you don't understand something, you see, like there are some of you, we have to still force you to come to church. It's because you don't understand what you are about. When you understand that you need God more than God needs you, nobody will have to talk for you to come. When you understand who He is in your life, so it's an understanding, it's a sign of an understanding that you don't have. Are you in the church or you have gone home already? Tell your neighbor, it's not yet Easter break. And in fact, I'm even watching those of you who are going to make use of the Easter break. I'm watching you. Because with exams coming right after, I hope you will advise yourselves properly. Tell your neighbor, we don't care whether you go or come. We there will celebrate our Easter, but it's up to you. Yeah. I'm watching you. Hey. Some people suddenly their eyes have become, you see, lizard eyes. Hallelujah. So we're continuing to discuss the blood of Jesus because when you understand it, there's access to you of so many things. Are you with me? Yes. The access is there, but you don't know that it's there. For instance, as we are in this room here, TV rays are passing through the room. When you don't know it, you will never buy a TV and put it there and try to catch and watch something. If they are talking and the news is going on right now or whatever program is going on, maybe the football you prefer, you like, and you don't know. So because you don't know, you also not make the TV available. But when you know, then you start to find a means by which you can get it. Yeah, how you can get what you want. Hallelujah. In the same way, the blood of Jesus gives us so much. But if we are unaware, you can be there, you can be struggling, you can be suffering, things aren't working out for you, and the only thing is that you don't know that there's a solution. Hallelujah. And that is why it's good that we're taking this time. I remember telling you that Easter is more important in a certain way than Christmas. Christmas is important in that that was when Christ was born. Well, that's when we choose to mark it. And it's important that He was born. But the reason why I'm saying that Easter is important is that it is Easter that separates Christianity from any other religion. Amen. There's no other religion that can say that the person who brought the religion died for anybody. Usually you rather have to die for the person. Yeah. But the only one who gave His life was for us. And He gave His life to shed His blood. There has to be some reason for that. Hallelujah. Are you there? And today we're about to look at the supernatural abilities of the blood. Six supernatural abilities. I need to tell you that even in the natural, blood is wild. Even in the natural. Amen? Even in the natural. Those of you who, as a child, you say you are falling in love with somebody, you went and did blood covenant. You see, if your neighbor is quiet, ask your neighbor that, hey, perchance, did you go and do some? You know, when you shed blood, you have brought a different matter in. Hello? Yeah. Even among armed robbers, it's not every armed robber who kills. No. They are thieves, all right. But it's a different grade of thief who kills. When you shed blood, no, you have entered a different realm. Yeah. A different punishment awaits you. Hey, you are very quiet this morning. Oh. Are you still my church? I don't recognize you this morning. I don't know what is going on. What did she say? Hey. Or you want us to stop and have a prayer meeting because Charlie, the way it is, you know. And as for the middle of the room to the back, I don't even know if you are here. I'm not even sure you are in church. Hey, hallelujah. The supernatural abilities of the blood. And I'm saying that even the natural abilities of blood is wild. Natural. Somebody can be dying and then they find blood for the person. And they put it there. And suddenly life is back in the person. Or you've not seen some before. Maybe you haven't seen it. So even the natural one is wild. Somebody can be there and be bleeding small, small, and bleed eye and die. Yeah, because this, the blood, even naturally, and even the natural blood, God warned his people and said, don't eat it. That's why in almost every area or people grouping, when they want to kill an animal, they will let the blood go. They don't, you have been frying the animal plus the blood. You may not have thought about it, oh, but when they are slaughtered, the blood is allowed to go. Amen. And when scientists woke up and said that, oh, it will be very good food. And in some countries, they began to gather the blood from slaughterhouses. And they began to make animal feed containing that blood. And the animals ate. You are looking at me very strangely. That's the source of mad cow disease. Yes. After they had eaten it for a while, then they began to see that, the animals were eating this thing. Something, something, something. God said, don't eat. Don't eat. So if you are of a people who drink blood, because there are groupings of people who collect the blood of the cow and drink it. You better... please, let's stay with the supernatural. Let's stay with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, the first thing I want to share with you about the blood of Jesus is that it has the supernatural ability of never expiring. It does not expire. Natural blood expires. Supernatural blood does not expire. When you go to donate blood in the hospital, they take your blood, then they go and test it, then they freeze it, they mark it, they always label it very well. Even in a nation of careless people like us, one of the places they don't misbehave is the blood bank. They'll take it, they'll label it, and then they'll put the date on it because it will only remain usable for a certain period of time. After that period of time, to the naked eye, it looks like blood, but they'll take it out and they'll throw it away if it has not been used. And the reason is because it has expired. Amen? But there is another kind of blood. 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm reading 18 and 19. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Hallelujah. The blood that saves us is not the corrupted blood. That's what it means by corrupted blood. Because it's blood that, Charlie, it can last. Let's see what another version will tell us. Let's go to the NLT or somebody else and see. See what changed the version. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. And up until today, we have never heard that another Christ has to come, because the one that came, no, what he poured has expired. Hey! Are you in the church? And we thank God for that supernatural ability. And that is why, through generations, generation after generation, until God does something again, we are all benefiting from the blood of Christ. That one pouring, it was enough. Turn to your neighbor and say, it was enough. Point number two, we are talking about the supernatural abilities of the blood. The blood has the supernatural power to save you from your well-deserved punishment. Hello? Well-deserved punishment. It will interest you to know that a lot of us are not aware that we are people who should deserve some punishment. You know how we are righteous in our own eyes. Even when you quarrel, you say, "Me, I didn't say anything. They said that." We're always pointing at somebody else's own. One of the greatest things God can do for you is to make you aware of your own sinfulness. Because when you are aware of it, then you realize that, hey, I need help. I need help. Left to me, dear, it will not work. Am I talking to live people this morning? Yeah. And I'm saying to you that the power of Jesus' blood was such that when he shed it, that was all. Before him, in the Old Testament, they used to slaughter sheep and goats. And it was never enough. It was never enough. If you do it this year, you have to do it again next year. It's no longer relevant. You know, so they would go to the, and you had to go all the way to a particular place. I don't know what happened when you began to get too old to go. I don't know what happened. But I'm so grateful to Jesus that once he poured it, it was like once and for all. You see? Let me tell you why you are not excited. The reason why many of you are not excited is that you don't know that you are sinful. But I have to tell you that in the Old Testament before Christ came, people used to die for things. One day, a certain man, he went to marry a woman. And he was supposed to marry this woman because in their culture, a man cannot be erased from the earth without a child. And his brother had passed away before having a child. So the father told the next son that you have to marry the woman and the child will not be yours. The child is your brother's child. And the guy was not happy about it. If you're not happy, refuse the whole woman. He didn't refuse the whole woman. He married the woman. Are you there? He carried the woman to his house. He entered the bedroom with the woman. He had sex with the woman, and when it was time to ejaculate, he poured it on the ground. And God said, "You, this cursed guy." That's the end of his life. He killed him. You have been kidnapping children into your room. God has not killed you yet. Mercy. I shouldn't say it. When you walk through Adriacy, we see small children, the products of people who are in school on the campus. You are very quiet, as if you are some innocent people who is not on the... Yeah. A killable sin. But it's just that right now, God doesn't do those things anymore. Not because he can't, but because of a certain blood that's saying, it has been paid for. It has been paid for. A certain man got up and he went and told a lie. He went to his pastor. And he went to tell a lie. Acts chapter 5. And when he got there, they have not told you sell your land and bring the money. You said you are doing. Then you decided that you are going to cheat God. There are many cheaters in church this morning. You cheat to write your exams. You cheat somebody is doing your master's this thing, project for you. You cheat left and right. Cheaters are in church this morning. And you are alive. Somebody cheated and that was the end of his life. And his wife too came. And when they asked her, she also lied and followed her husband. And that was the end. But you have been lying every day. You are still here. And when I tell you that the blood has paid, then you are giving him a polite clap. It's because your life has not been at stake before. That's why you are giving such polite clapping. But when you recognize the fact that you would have been dead by now, that your blood would have been shed by now, that you are worthy of death, when you are aware of the fact that there's nothing good in you, you will appreciate that blood that was shed for us. Hallelujah. Are you in the church this morning? You see, when we come, it's Sunday, and there's a lot of things that are not nice about Sunday. When you grow up, Sunday is the day for pretense. Pretenders. Some of you have been walking around the campus half naked. On Sunday, you dress properly and come and sit in church. You are walking around half naked. But on Sunday morning, you dress as if you are something proper. And then you come to sit in church to just fool all of us. Hey! Are you in the church? Just this week, you are finished rapping two girls. Everything you said was not true. You are here. And on Sunday morning, you wear your shirt like a gentleman. And you come and sit here. One day, somebody was trying to give me a little fire. And the person was telling me that, oh, but in your church, there are guys who braid their hair. There are guys who do this, do that, do that. I said, I appreciate them all. Because they dare to come to church like that. The people I can't stand are the pretenders. Oh, yeah. Jesus, he didn't have a problem with sinners at all. At all. How you are? You've come to church like that. Yeah. God hasn't convicted you. No problem. I also don't have a problem with you. Are you in the church?
Yes.
But you see people sitting down there in their sin, pointing fingers at other people. Hey. You have been stealing God's money on a regular basis. You don't tithe. You don't give offering. Then you have something to say. Hey. Sure. That's why I said Sunday morning pretending. Pretense. Peak time of pretense. America calls itself a land of freedom. It is the most segregated country on a Sunday morning. Oh, yes. Blacks can only go to black churches. Whites can only go to white churches. The Hispanics can only go to Hispanic churches. The what? Every group on their own, and they tell us they are free. Yeah. This fancy man who has come to persecute my life. Amen. The blood of Jesus has the supernatural power to prevent death. Oh, yes. In Leviticus chapter 17 and verse 11, we are taught something. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement, that's to pay, for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. And that is why we plead the blood of Jesus. Hello? I said, that's why we plead the blood of Jesus. If there is any nation that needs it, it is our own. Yes. Yesterday, as I was coming from where I went to preach, I was told that the day before, 21 people had died on the same road I was on. Yeah. And you ask yourself, what is it that has taken us and brought us and taken us and brought us? If you are a fourth-year student, you are living in Accra, you have used the same road. How many times? It's more than eight. Okay. It's a minimum eight times. Minimum of eight times. You've gone and you've come, you've gone. And as you are going, you just plead the blood. Because sometimes you are sitting in a car driven by an idiot. No, it's real. It's just real. Are you in the church? Yeah. Sitting on a road, they have stolen all the money so the road can't be maintained. Hey. Yeah. It's not a bullet, it's a truth. It's a truth that we don't like to hear. We go to hospitals full of people who don't care. You know, you are educated, you go to hospital, you don't even ask doctor, so what is wrong with me? Now say go for an injection. You won't ask what medication they're giving. You just take your bam, you go and give your bam, pure like that. You don't know what they are even injecting you with. You have no idea. The prescription, cry. You don't know what's on the prescription. Just carry it and just put it over there. People who have gone to school. Meanwhile, with the level of carelessness that's in our hospital, you would have thought more of us would be dead. Yeah. Have you seen how you are quiet? When I asked some of you, I said, so when you went to the hospital, what did the doctor say? He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything because stupid you didn't ask anything. You have not seen a nurse make a mistake before. Me, I've seen it. Yeah. I've seen it. Plenty. I took my son when he was a child. I took him. What they were supposed to give him, I said, I knew the drug. And it was supposed to stop vomiting. 3 hours later, the child is still going. 6 hours later, I was supposed to take him for the second dose. So this time, I picked the thing and I read it. They were giving him a hormone called epinephrine. And it was a wrong drug. Yes. Years later, my assistant was not well. He had malaria. He went to the hospital. As he came in, the nurse took the bottle, shook the bottle, she doing the thing. And as her in charge came, she was about to give him oxytocin, which is a hormone for the letdown of milk in women. That's what they were about to give him for a man who has malaria. I don't know. We started laughing at him that his opportunity to have some breast milk. Hey, are you there? But I need to tell you that one of the reasons why we have survived in spite of the nonsense is because of the power of the blood. Most of the time we are praying and we just say the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Otherwise we'll be dying like flies, I tell you. We walk around danger, we don't even know it's dangerous. Like children, a child does not know that when he inserts a metal into the electric whatever, the socket, and the socket is on, that can shock him. He doesn't know. But we are grown-ups and we behave like that. You see, you are looking at me saying that, no, it's not true. It's not true. Yeah. They said I passed the track. We were passing the track. The track was so heavy. One of the springs was broken. And the whole track was going like that. And I said, the driver is a child who does not know that the thing can tip over. Have you seen that you are quiet? You are in your room. Then you have decided to come and sit on the railing. On the rain, come see. Because as a child, you don't even know that it's dangerous. It's only that the blood of Jesus. You see, I'm saying all these things so that you see who you are. It will make you more, what shall I say, thankful for the blood of Jesus. That's why. Amen. Hey, the quietness is nice. Yeah, the church is quiet as we are thinking about how we are dodging death on a daily basis. Hey, you go to sleep, you leave your door open. See that my roommate was not in. It's because you don't know that somebody can come and pick your phone and your laptops while you have left it open. That's why. You are asleep on the bed and they've come for it. Hey, in all of that, God kept you. Young lady, you have gone to wear your something something and gone to walk in the boys' rooms over there, 2 o'clock in the morning. After church on Saturday, 11:35, went to change, you wore shorts and your crop top and went to the boys' room. Oh, you are, keep going. Keep going. Hey. The church is very quiet, though. I could tell you worse things. It's only that fine protocol. Some of you are looking at me like you are very innocent, and now I'm spoiling you, so it's okay. I will not say it. They wake up and say that, the guy has raped me. I said no. You said no, but there's something called the point of no return. And you got there. And you took the guy there. Now you are saying that it's called rape. It ain't no rape. And then when you start talking, then they'll tell you that, why are you criticizing the victim? Victim, my foot. Please, I'm trying to preach. The only reason why something didn't happen to you was the blood of Jesus that somebody sat in the house and pleaded over you. Father, keep them. Father, help them. Hey. Are you in the church? Yeah. Recently, just a few days ago, a plane took off. And as it was going, it had not reached anywhere. It had just gone up in the air like that. Then a tire, one of the tires came off. I said, hey. Hey! And it came, they landed. Oh, my Lord God. You are driving Trotsky. The guy has not serviced the Trotsky the whole year. My goodness. I'm telling you. And as he's driving, the tire is doing we are in it. Oh, we thank Jesus for the blood which covers us. Because of the blood, the thing that should happen has not happened. And we give him the praise. Hey, a disease is around. They say wear mask. Hey, did we wear the mask? The only place we wore it was in church. That's all. Because if we didn't wear it in church, they'll close down the church. That's all. And that one, they'll close down the church because of their anti-church sentiments. That's all. Nothing else. Let's go back to the word of God. The blood of Jesus has supernatural power to bring you back from the dead. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. He brought him back again. Are you here? Brought again from the dead. And so the scripture is teaching us that the blood of Jesus is the power that raised he, Jesus himself, from the dead. Oh my goodness. Are you there? And I was telling you that blood has the power. That's why you see somebody dying and blood is given. And you see that they come back to life. Amen. I thank God for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the last one that I'm giving you in this short sermon this morning, the blood of Jesus has the supernatural power to overcome the devil. Oh, come on. To overcome the devil. If you're a child of God, you have given your life to Jesus, that blood is available to you. You have no reason to fear the devil. He cannot do anything to you. Are you there? That you don't agree with. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. These are two weapons that he has given to us. That's why in this church you see that Sunday after Sunday we say, come and give a testimony. The reason is that it's one of the weapons. As you are giving a testimony, you are overcoming. Hallelujah. You are overcoming the enemy. Now the other weapon is the blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus. And I need to tell you that we live in an environment that is spiritually active. Whether you see it or not, whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not, there are a lot of supernatural things, supernatural forces going around. Are you there? And what protects you is the blood of Jesus. So it's not that people don't do things. Recently, a certain important person died, and they were saying that the person was poisoned, you know, and stuff like that. But as you are sitting here, you may not know that you were poisoned. Yeah. You may not know. You just realize that, oh, something funny, then it passes. And many times, it's just the blood of Jesus. Especially those of you who walk around eating indiscriminately anywhere. Yeah. One day we'll do it. You know, if you go and do a Bible study on food in the Bible, you'll discover that it's not just eating, it's not just food. Hey. Eve ate, and it brought a problem. She's not the only one. Hey. So they were food. Yeah. Very serious thing. That's why those of you who are boys who don't cook, you have my sympathies because you are at risk. You are at risk. Yeah. You are at the mercy of somebody. Somebody can cook for you and that person doesn't mean you any good. Wow. Are you in the church this morning? Yeah, but the blood of Jesus gives us supernatural power. That's why anytime you're going to sit, you're going to take a vehicle, anytime you're going into a dangerous situation, you plead the blood of Jesus. Why? Because it has supernatural power to overcome the devil. Hallelujah. The devil has no power over us. And that is why when Jesus died, there were so many physical manifestations as he gave up the ghost. If you read the account of the death of Jesus Christ, you see that there were earthquakes, there was thunder, the curtain inside the temple tore in two, just showing us that that blood, that precious blood has been shed. It has now been poured out. Amen. It has now been poured out, and it was poured out so that you and I will benefit. May we never again disrespect the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is one of the reasons why when we take the communion, you need to respect what you are doing. Hallelujah. Jesus asked us to do it and do it often. Do it often. I've had some people say, oh, this is a charismatic church. Why have you taken the communion as if you belong to the Catholic Church or the Anglican Church? And I said, it's because you don't know your Bible. The instruction we're given were to do it as often as we drink it. So in fact, it's not just on Sundays. Sometimes after Flow Church, communion is taken because that's what he asked us to do. Why? Because as you do it, you are reminding yourself, you are invoking the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus, and you are reminding yourself. Am I talking to somebody? There are many of you here, you have texted me, you say, I'm not feeling well, or I'm afraid, or I've had a bad dream, and you remember, I will text you back and I'll tell you, go and look for communion. I'm sending you a prayer. Are you there? What I'm saying, is it true or is not true? Yeah. Somebody texted me, said, I've got a swelling they cannot explain. I don't know where the swelling is from. I've been there, but I'm in pain as I'm sitting here. And I said, go and find bread or biscuit. I mean, a flour thing and a little drink. Then I sent her a prayer. A couple of days later, I texted her. I said, Charlie, how? She said, I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm cool. Because of the blood of Jesus. Are you here? Because of the blood of Jesus. I remember many years ago, we used to have, the church was not so large at the time, and we used to put the communion on a table, and it would be there until we are ready for it. And then one Sunday, a young man who used to be here and who had fallen into, Sakawa. Yeah. He had fallen into Sakawa, and he had come back to church, hoping to get himself out of the problem that he was in. And as he sat there, we had not even started the communion. We had not touched it. We hadn't done anything. And he suddenly went wild. And he began to throw the trays around. Why? Because even in their silent nature, they were already waging a war. Are you in the house? From today, respect the blood of Jesus. Honor the blood of Jesus. Remind yourself of the blood of Jesus. Anytime you are afraid, remember it's your power over fear. Anytime you are ill, remember it is your healing. That's the source of your healing. Hallelujah. Jesus shed his blood. It was once. It was done once and for all, but it was enough. This morning, I want you to stand to your feet and I want you to thank him for his blood, that he gave it without you having to pay. If even you want a teaspoon of my blood, I think I will charge you so much that you'll not go to school again for this one teaspoon. But Jesus, he gave it all free of charge. And as you stand, I want you to thank God. And that's why there are songs about the blood of Jesus, recognizing what the blood has done for us. This morning, where you are, you're not well in your body. I want you yourself, you don't need anyone else to do it. As understanding has come, you just want to say, Lord, I claim my healing because the blood has been shed. You are here, you are afraid. You want to say, every fear, leave me now. The blood of Jesus has paid and it overcomes you. It overcomes you. You must never again be afraid of any witch or any evil that you see because of the blood of Jesus. Just thank him. Just thank him. Just thank him for his blood. 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 Thank him. Thank him. Oh, there's no way you can go that so far away from the blood. Oh, come on. The song says it reaches to the highest mountain. Oh, it says it goes into the deepest valley. Oh, yes. It flows the deepest valley. It flows to the lowest valley. head is bowed and every eye is closed, I want to invite you to be a partaker of the benefits of the blood of Jesus. He shed that blood so that you don't have to shed yours to pay for your sin. If you have not received Jesus as Lord and Savior, you are accountable for your own sin and you will pay for your own sin. But if you will accept his offer, if you will accept the blood he has poured so freely for you, if you accept it, that's all he requires of you. Then it begins to be the reason why you are forgiven. It begins to be the reason why you have a claim on heaven. And so if you are here this morning, you have not given your life to Jesus, I want to encourage you to do so. Don't wait one more minute. Don't think one more minute about any other person. Don't hesitate at all. You want to give your life to Jesus, just pop that hand in the air. We're going to pray together. Lift your hand up and we're going to pray together. We're going to pray. Now, if your hand is lifted, do one more thing for me. Just come and stand right here. We're praying together. Just come. God bless you. Just come. We're going to pray together. And we pray that blood is going to speak for you. Just come and join us. We're going to pray together. If your heart is beating, it's showing you there's something you need to do. Just come. Standing in front here, I want you to pray this prayer after me. Make it your prayer this morning. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from all my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior. And you are my Lord. I thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, thank you for salvation and thank you for your blood. Let these two never forget it, O God. And may they be blessed because they gave their lives to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIDRASE. God richly bless you.